there's a capital in Yeshaya, capital Hey, very powerful capital. Very the Lashon of the Navi is the poetry and the poignancy of the Lashonas are very very. Yeshaya doesn't even have come, but it's a very powerful piece. Getting a capital Hey, so. Something which I feel is appropriate for the tkufa right now. Shirin Ali Adidi, Shira Stodi Le Karmai. So the Yeshaya says, I'm speaking in the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yadid, how he speaks about his Kerem. Kerem Hoyel Adidi Bekeren Ben Shaman. He had a vineyard which is off in a corner in a Ben Shaman in a very fertile place. Vayas Keyu, and he put a fence around it. He removed all of the stones, etc. By Toeyo Sarek, he put a very good vine in it. By even Migdal Basarek, he built a watchtower. By Gam Yekav Chotziba, he made a vat, wine press in there. By Kavlasis Anovim, and he hoped to produce Anovim, very good grapes. It's fertile grounds, protected, good vine. Everything is in place. It should be Anovim. By Yas Ushim, and instead it came out Ushim, which are the sour grapes. I want you to judge between. Rishon says to call you, so I want you to judge between me and my Kerem. Malas is Eid LeKarmi. What else could I have done? Well, Sisibar, which I didn't do. Madua Kivisi Lasas Anobim Vyas Bushim. I hope to get Anobim, and I got Bushim instead. I'm going to let you know what I'm going to do to my Kerem. I'm going to remove the getter, which is protects it. It's Sukkah. And it'll be the animals will come and consume it. Take away the fence and it'll be trampled. I'm going to leave it desolate. I'm not going to prune it. I'm not going to plow it. Produce thorns. I'm going to command the rain, the clouds, not to produce any rain. Ki Kerem Hashem Tzavok is based Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the Kerem Hashem Tzavok is. This is the Nimshul. Klal Yisrael is a Brushman's Kerem. And he planted us with a Sarik, which is Adam Arishan. And he put us in Eretz Yisrael, which is set off from the world, and he put protection for Klal Yisrael there, and it's a very fertile place to produce the Ruchnias that Klal Yisrael is supposed to produce. Everything is put in place the way it's supposed to happen. So, and then the Bresham says, we didn't do what we're supposed to do. So the result is the punishment which is coming. V'yishihudot Natasha Shuav. Klal Yisrael is this wonderful netta that he was wanted to be able to rejoice with. Kavla Mishpat, he hoped that Klal Yisrael would produce Mishpat, act properly. V'hinei Mispach, instead he got a sapachas, he got a tsaras with Stoka, he hoped to get Stoka. V'hinei Tzoka, he got crying instead. So that's the marshal. Then the Rishon says, he goes through some of the protim, what they actually did. So he gives, I'm not going to go through all of them inside, what they are, the first one was the Ashirim took advantage over the Aniyim, and they would expand themselves at the expense of the Aniyim, and that's the Pasuk Tes. In Pasuk Tes, the Rishon says, that's not going to happen. In Pasuk Yud, then Yud Aleph, is the people get up to run after the beer and the wine, they stay up late for the wine, and then they're playing their music and having a good time. V'espol Hashem lo yabito, this pasuk Yud Beis. V'espol Hashem lo yabito, they did not spend their time contemplating that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made in the world. Masa yadav lo ro, they don't see Hashem's, what he does. So they're not thinking, l'chein gola mi bidas, they will go into golas due to this lack of das. And this cover which they hope for themselves, they're going to die and they're going to die out in Rav. Yadal Lachen Yechiva Shol Nafsha Gehenna, prepare yourself, widen yourself, extend as much as you can, because what's going to come into Gehenna is going to be Hadarah, the Mechubadika people, Rahaminoah, the multitudes of Shainoah, and the whole rash of Bnei Yehuda are going to go into the Gehenna. And some proportion say, oh, this is what it means, and then we'll see how much of a good time they have while they're there. The punishment will be, human beings the people which think they're big will be lowered down. The eyes of the sights of the Gevoyim will be broken down. And this is the pasuk we say in Rosh Hashanah in the Tefillah. There's two parts of the pasuk. The pasuk says Zion. Hashem Tzavakos. The Hashem Tzavakos is Kleisel was supposed to be the Tzva Hashem. But Mishpat, the brush is going to come in Mishpat. That's the heavy judgment, which will be to the people not acting properly. Mekel Hakadosh, meat of kale is meat of rachamim. Kel rachamim kanum. Nikdash b'tzedakah, the person will be nikdash b'tzedakah, that the tzedakah he does for the tzedikim. That's either because he will allow them to remain, or because he will judge them lightly, whatever it is. And then the situation will be rebalanced the way it's supposed to be, and that's pasuk Yizayin, that the people which were driven out will be able to go back to their places. So we call this pasuk in the Tefillah Rosh Hashanah. But yeah, I think you have to see the pasuk in the context of the parasha. The parasha of the judgment isn't the psukim isn't you did something bad and therefore we're going to punish you. The judgment is what you could have been and what you should have been and what you're not, and that's the judgment. And it's interesting. The Gemara brings Rabbi Yosef in the Maran Brachas and Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara brings Rabbi Yosef that he says that if you say Kel HaKadosh, you're not Kodesh, not like the way we pass and pass, and you have to say Melech HaKadosh. He says, if you say Kel HaKadosh, you're Yotze. He says, where do I, how do I know that? Because it says, Eim Savig V'Hashem Tzavokas B'Mishpat is B'Sar Yom Shabem Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. It says, Kel HaKadosh. The Rosh acts with Kel HaKadosh. We pass it not like that. Which means that the Hanhaga is not going to be this light Hanhaga. The Hanhaga is going to be Mishpat, full Mishpat, Melech. The Malach is, but the three of the Melech is, look what I did for you to give you the opportunity to become great, and look how much you didn't produce what you're supposed to produce. And that's, I think, the scariest part of the part of the Mishpat. The scariest part of the Mishpat is that not how much we did bad, which that's pretty terrible. The Gaon says there's din and there's cheshbon. Says din is what you did wrong, and the cheshbon is what you could have accomplished at the same time. So I think it's the same concept, but a little bit maybe a step further. Cheshbon is, you know, guy said lashon hara. He could have been learning Torah while he was saying lashon hara. So it's a, you know, it's an aveira bittul Torah, but again, it's two aveiras. That's not the problem. The problem is all of the energy that you put into, and all of the time that you've spent, and all the things you've spent on producing X, b'ushim, producing really bad grapes, you could have been producing an oven. And it's an overwhelming thought. I think if you look at the tefillah, the v'chein, I think the v'kakasuv is not going back on the last. Usually we break it. V'chein, v'chein, v'chein. Simloich and Kadosh Ato. Kakasuv is going back on those last Kadosh Ato. I think it's going back on everything which is said before. That the Baruch Hashem is ready to give Pachlucha, he's ready to put Klai Yisrael as the covenant of the Gantz of Briya, the ready of the Tzadikim Shiyiru V'Yismachu, and the Simloch Ato Hashem L'Vadecha, it's all ready to go. And you're the ones who can be the vehicle to do it. That's what the Tefillah is saying. Klai Yisrael is the vehicle which is going to be able to bring that. We're the covered, Tzmichas Keren, Ben Yishai, the Rechaz Ne Ben Yishai, Tzmichas Keren, right? And Tzadikim Yerub Yismachu, and everything, and where were you? Why have you been producing? It's an overwhelming tefillah. It's an overwhelming tefillah. It's an overwhelming tefillah. Because as much as ra we do, maybe that's limited, but the potential of toy which we have is unlimited. And if that's the tefillah, well, where do we stand? That's one. Give me a time reading. What? Okay. So just look at Kapitel Beis for a second. Kapitel Beis is one of the most gorgeous nevuas, and then it's so scary at the end. Adavar shechazu Yeshayahu ben Amoitz al Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. So remember, he saw a chazayin, the first chazayin Yeshayahu ben Amoitz was Perek Aleph, which was horrible. The Bereshim's har will be well founded and will be higher than the rest of all of the mountains. The whole world is going to stream up to the Beis HaMikdash. You picture the billions of people streaming up. There'd be streams of human beings going up to the Mikdash. Let's go up to the Har Hashem. He should teach us. When El Chabar Chasab will go in his ways, he may seem to take the Sarah of the Rosh Hashem Yerushalayim. Rosh Ben Agoyim Achich Lamim Rabim, the Russian will give judgment. Kisur Chai Rasam Leitim, and we're going to eventually take the swords and break the, pound them down into your plowshares, Chinus Haseyam and their spears, and Masmi Rois, and we'll use a Gagal Kerev, even though Eruch Mechamba. Gmaldik. I mean, it's such a beautiful, beautiful Nefuah. What's going to be when the Shia comes? Beisach Rev Lechul Ben Elcha, go. Bar Hashem. Okay, that's a beautiful. Now what's the hemshah? Next sukkah. Kinatashta amcha beisach. You left your nation. Kimolu mikadam. Your houses are full of the philosophies of the east. Why don't name kaplishim? You have your avodah zorah like the plishim. Yaldei nachrim yaspiku. And you are supporting. You're filling yourself up with that which the goyim have produced. Vatimilei aretz kesef v'zov. Your land is full of money. Vein kesef aretz v'zov. You keep storing money, but you fill it up with weaponry. You bow down to that which your hands produce. Again, human beings, and here the Pasha the Pasuk clearly, the Pasha is human beings have become lowered. It's Mamashos. It's Mamashos. We have our technology, we have our world, we have everything around us, we define ourselves by the Goyim. And what Klaizah was supposed to be was Yishach Adam Yish Balish. The human being was lowered. The definition of godless Adam is gone. What about Surah? Go hide. So the Rav Schwab brings it that Chavos Chaim said to him on these psukim. He says, this is talking about the Mashiach coming B'Itza. When it comes B'Itza, it wasn't because of Raschusi. He's going to come and we're going to be so embarrassed of what we have, how much we lost sight of what we're supposed to be, what Klai is supposed to be. We're so embarrassed, we won't know where to hide ourselves from the embarrassment. Boy Bat Surah had told him, offer, go hide yourself. It's going to be this gorgeous Nevuah of the Gansabriya, that everybody's coming up to that, and Klai is sitting there thinking, you know, so stupid idiot, where were you the whole time? What were you thinking? You're the one who was the Noisei Degel Hashem, and everybody now is Makir it, and you blew it. And that's going to be the final Niska Hashem Levad B'Yemahu. And Rashi in his Pirush and Tefillah says when we say Yisimach Hashem Levadecho, it's referencing this pasuk. So I think it's the same Nevuah. Actually, the same V'Yishach Adam Yishpalish is the exact same pasuk. Both of them, the Tefillah and Klal Yisrael is don't forget what we are. We are the Kerem Beis Hashem Tzavokus. We're the Noisei Degel Hashem and the Bria. The Russian puts so much effort into us to produce what we're supposed to produce, and that's what the din is about, and that's what the loss of love we're going to be zeicha to see, how much we had the opportunity and how much we didn't use that opportunity, and how much the tzaddikim Yirav Yismacha Kelakodes Nikdash Mitzdaka for the tzaddikim, but for all of us is Vayikvah Hashem Tzavokas by Mishpat.